B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, welcome back. Oh, we come back to the corner, too. I like it. Right here, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. But it is time. We get back to the phones. What's trending with Tom on this Friday? Tom, what's trending?
Yes, what is trending today?
This always is, love these.
What would you have? That's a lot of fun. We like having fun here on the afternoon
like our leftovers
show.
At night.
Yes, it is. Miss those. So we are going to start in Florida, and starting with a Florida man, as there's always interesting stories with Florida people and Florida men. A Florida man pretended to be a Disney World staffer to steal a famous character, is what police are saying. Florida man was looking for a security job at Walt Disney World, has been accused of stealing a character statue from the park in May. David Emerson Proudfoot, which is a pretty cool last name, Proudfoot, was arrested and facing third-degree grand theft charges and obstruction by false information.
Okay.
After he allegedly donned a Disney name tag and attempted to steal Star Wars R2-D2 statue worth over $10,000 from the park.
Okay, but what was he going to do? Was he going to put this in his front yard?
And, like, how are you going to get it out of the park?
That's
what
a statue, really,
yes,
by the way.
Statue, yes.
What, was he going to come back after hours and load up the truck?
Yes, I don't know. That's not the, you know, brightest idea I've ever heard of. But now they allegedly, he allegedly told police it wasn't his goal to take items from Disney World.
What?
Although a search warrant at his home revealed thousands of dollars worth of items from the theme park. So this dude's just...
He's a Disney nut or a Star Wars
yes.
nut, and he thought this was a great idea to do this.
And it wasn't a great idea to do this.
It was not.
Because he faced prison time, so that's not smart. Another,
posted in the yard.
Yes.
Like Tyrese does from his movies. He has Transformers in front of the house.
Yes.
Which is dope.
That's pretty cool.
And he earned that, though.
Yeah, sure.
He asked for that.
Yes.
Yes.
Not for me, but I get it. Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to go to Virginia. A Virginia man, his reason for a police chase, is straight out of a science fiction movie. A driver's reason for a 40-mile police chase, which speeds topped out at 100 miles per hour. He said the reason for this is he was tired of walking, and that's not it. I thought I was a time traveler because I was on drugs. I wasn't trying to hurt anyone. I was just trying to save my son. So
say whatever you need to get out of trouble.
I guess so, yeah.
Right?
I mean, 40-mile police chase at 100 miles per hour. That's not like a couple miles here, and it's because he's on drugs and he thought he was a time traveler.
That's the best part for me.
He's a time traveler.
He's Back to the Future all day long.
That's a pretty cool.
I love it.
Yeah, like, if you're going to come up with something.
If you're going to say that, though, you need to be in a DeLorean.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to.
But he probably wasn't. It was probably
an
04 Honda.
Oh, he can get the guy from Disney to steal it for him so he can use that.
Perfect, yeah.
There you go.
These criminals got to start contacting
shots. My man. Time travel.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
One real quick. A Denver couple, as I slip off my chair, in awe after the Stanley Cup accidentally turns up on its driveway.
What?
Yes, Kit Karbler and his husband, Dmitry Rudenko, were at their home in the city's Hilltop neighborhood when the trophy was delivered to their house on Tuesday. The trophy was meant for Gabriel Landeskog, who plays for the Colorado Avalanche.
Yes.
Of course, he lives in the same neighborhood, and his address is similar to the couple's. The couple did, however, the Hockey Hall of Fame keeper of the Cup, Philip Pritchard, did allow Karbler and the family to lift the trophy just like the NHL players do after they win the championship. I couldn't believe how heavy it was. I ran my fingers over the engraving. It was really cool, but you got to be a little bit tighter on your addresses if you're dropping off the Stanley Cup to people,
yeah,
I would think.
First, they allowed him to lift the can.
Which is cool. So he was, it's not so like he was just UPS dropping it off.
Right.
And then,
And yeah, it's not like he was the writer
yes.
who covers the Avalanche. He's taking him out of heat.
Yeah, it's taking him.
But yeah. also, this is a little different. You know, it's happened to me. I'm sure it's happened to you and everybody out there listening and watching, where your package does not show up. Or you might get someone else's package, and they decide they want to keep your package, but you're kind enough to, you know, personally let the people know this is not mine.
If you're a nice person.
If you're a nice person. But in this case, do you keep the cup?
At least for a night, I feel like. You know what I mean? Night. At least for a night, hang out, have some beers.
I don't know what happened to it.
And then the next day, like, oh, this came today, not yesterday, I swear. And then
we weren't here. We didn't open the box until late. Could've we did not know.
Yes, but that is what's trending with Tom for today.
That's fantastic, man. Appreciate it. Great stuff. The best one for me, though, was the time travel.
Yeah, just...
just...
That's why we got in 40 mile
chase over 100 miles per hour. Fantastic. Folks, the Fanatic Friday here on the Fanatic is presented by PumpManPhilly.com. Need a water pump expert for your facility? Well, for 24/7 emergency repair or pump replacement, count on Pumpman Philly, the guys to know to fix your flow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.